For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Isn't it nice when you see a mate doing something, someone you work with or someone you know, and something happens and you go, wow, that's cool. I love that. I want to do that.
Okay.
Davo, that's you for me.
Oh. I don't think there's one person in the world that has ever said that about me.
You have inspired me, and what's happened is you've told me a couple of times over the last few weeks, whether it's from your end or received to you, you have been either giving compliments to strangers on the street or receiving compliments. Because do you think if you put it out there, it'll come back to you?
No, I just think it's really nice when it comes back to you. So I want to give that to someone else.
Okay. So you told me the other day you were walking up Moorabool Street and someone was just like, you look hot. Like, and it wasn't in a creepy, pesty way.
It was a nice girl that was, she said, you're beautiful. And I said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Then looked around for the cameras to make sure it wasn't a prank show.
Ashton, where's Tim? I know he's around here. So you've told me a couple of times that that's happened when you've been out, like if you've gone to the city or you're walking around town. And I love you, the way you've been going about it. You say, because I love putting it out there because that might make somebody's day.
Of course.
And I go, that's great. Yesterday I was walking through Westfield in town. There was a woman in front of me, probably like a little bit younger than me, had this really cool cardigan or like sweater on. And it was like green. It had this really cool pattern. And we were kind of walking side by side. And I was like, I think that's really cool. Maybe I just say, hey, I really like your sweater. Like, that's great. That looks fantastic. And then I didn't.
Okay.
Because I was worried about how it would, and I was like, I'm married.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking of all the different things.
You didn't want to get mistaken as you are hitting on this person.
I will say
the second that you said it and you said, oh, so a girl that was a little bit younger than me, I'm like, you are not the right demographic to be throwing out the compliments. And I don't mean that in any sort of way, but I do think that it could have come across the wrong way. But at the same time, she would have loved it and she could have gone, that was really nice. Because it's not like complimenting someone's cardigan isn't saying I'd like to bed you.
Well, you know? Exactly. That's what I can. So I'm overthinking it. And by the time I go, maybe I could do it. Like, they're gone.
Yeah,
like, they're absolutely gone. And I go, all right, maybe it was just the wrong, I don't want to say the word victim. That's not the word. This is exactly my problem. The wrong target of the person that I wanted to compliment. But I don't know how to do this. I need to do it because I want to do it.
I think, you know, a great way to go about it for yourself would not be doing a physical compliment. It could be, you know, oh, you seem really happy today. Like, just, you know, a nice little way to make someone's day.
Dude, anything that would be, I feel like that would be strange to hear.
Oh, well, I think if you're having to force it, don't worry about it, man. Do you know what I mean? It comes out naturally for me to be like, you look great today, babe.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Naturally. Because, I don't know, like they were just, it was there. I was worried about how it would be perceived from me. You know, a generic white man, we're the problems. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution.
Hey, what if we practice it right now and we get someone to give us a call and you practice naturally giving them a compliment?
Okay. Well, it was Word Kindness Day the other day. I think I'm a kind person. It's just when it's to a stranger, it's a little bit more challenging. But happy to give someone a compliment. 52232 955. Give us a call. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I will come up with a really nice practice compliment, and then we can test that. Then maybe, just maybe, try it in the real world.
It would be a great pick-me-up for the day. Give us a call now.
Yeah, if you're feeling a bit flat, I'll make you not flat.
Well, we thought we'd give you some practice today. Yeah. So we've got someone on the phone right now, and I'm going to get you to compliment them, Tim.
Okay, this is Ali from Cariah. Ali, I am not going to speak to you for a little bit. You and Dave are going to have a chat, and then I will use that time to formulate my compliment, okay?
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. She's thrilled. Ali, how's your day?
Yeah. Pretty good. I've been at home sick, so.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Are you feeling a bit better now?
Yeah, a bit better.
Yeah, okay. Well, what have you been up to then? Have you been watching any TV or?
Yeah, just been chilling, watching Netflix.
What do you usually get up to? Like, do you work or?
I'm at school.
You're at school. Okay, right. VC exams, are you around that age?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Thankfully.
What's your favourite subject?
PE.
PE, nice.
I'm ready to give my compliment. Ali, are you ready to receive it?
Yep.
I bet your classmates really miss you because you sound like a great friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did that make your day?
Yeah. Very kind.
Okay.
Nice.
My mum's even chuckling along with you.
Oh, your mum sounds lovely. Two. Boom. Two for one. Boom.
He's flying now.
You've been complimented. Absolutely gone rogue.
Tim and Davo.
Tim, we're heading into the animal kingdom today where, much like humans, did you realise that animals also subscribe to fashion trends?
Bit of Bowie. I mean, besides, like, isn't there those funny birds that put leaves on their heads? Like, that's where I've done my research into animal fashion. Normally they're the fashion.
Well, that's the sort of thing. So it's kind of in their social groups as animals. One of them starts doing something and then everyone copies and it becomes a trend.
Okay, so what animal are we talking about? And this trendsetter that's setting the tone.
I thought I'd give you a couple of animal trends that have been around and then I'm going to give you the one that really took my breath away today.
Okay, stunning.
Okay, so basically vultures, they have a fashion trend where they stain their, like they put makeup on. They stain their feathers around their face and they make themselves look pretty.
Yep, they use the blood of the carcasses of the animals to as the, I guess, the adhesive device and then they chuck some feathers up there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Apparently that's fantastic amongst vultures. Well, we're going to head into the ocean. Now, orcas.
I've heard of this one. Is this where they, what do they put on their head? They wear hats, but it's like a fish or something?
Yeah, they wear salmon hats.
Salmon hats, yeah.
Dead salmon, pop them on your head.
I've got a hat
You
on.
Look like the it girl of the orca community.
Yeah, I've got a hat on. It's a bit sunny outside.
That's my Instagram bio, the it girl of the orca community. But yeah, they've been doing that and they're loving it sick, looking absolutely fantastic out in the ocean. Now, I want to move over to the chimpanzee.
Now, chimpanzee, close to humans. So, you know, if anyone's going to pick up some fashion trends, I know you'd pick up a lot from their side, you know, flinging your poo around. But besides that, it's nice to see that it's going the other way as well, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's one of the trends that sort of happened years ago by a monkey named Julie. She is the... She's the instigator of this trend, and it was sticking grass in their ears.
I've seen this, yes, and it's kind of like, oh, look at me. I've got a bit of grass in my ear.
Grass
I'm
earrings.
A lady.
Yeah.
There you go.
They love it. Well, Jane was, Julie, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, another very white human being name for a monkey. Super appropriate.
Julie was the pioneer of this look, and basically a community of chimps all took this on and became very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, they've absolutely brought that back, but with a whole different vibe.
Hey, fashion is cyclical, you know? Trends, they come, they go. Mm. You can't be sitting on the same thing forever, otherwise you'll be left dead in the past, girl. So what are we talking about?
The latest trend in the chimp world is sticking grass up their ass.
Up.
Up their ass. Let me give you a little picture just so you can get an idea of what I'm dealing with.
It's like a little horsey's tail.
Yep.
It's fascinating. It actually, for the words you've used, which we won't say again, it actually looks quite stunning for what's going on.
It does. It's like a bouquet coming out of a chimp's backside.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently this is huge. This is hot as in the chimp world. If you know a couple of chimps that you're hanging around with, come on, man, get that grass up your ass and you'll look fantastic.
What did I say?
Sorry, dude.
It's the up there for me.
Ah, well, but that's what they're doing.
I know where it is. Yeah. I know. Well, I mean, it's... I like to think of the meeting. We're like, girls, what are we going to do? How are we going to stand out? And someone's like, someone misheard putting the grass in the ear and they walked out and they've gone, oh no, I'm a fool. And all the other monkeys are going, wow, is stunning.
It's a fantastic start, but I can't wait to see a dash hound in a wig.
I'm looking forward to you taking this trend to Lammy's on the weekend. So we'll see it. Up and out.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
We had an interesting chat yesterday, mate. That time of the week on a Monday when you get, if you have an iPhone, you get a report and it goes, hey, good morning, here's your screen time for the last week, last 7 days. And I looked at mine because sometimes I don't get a notification. I was like, oh, yeah, like that's a little bit more than average for me. But I was looking back and I was like, oh, yeah, I did watch this particular show on my phone, which I normally never do. Mm-hmm. And I think it was up to loosely around 3 hours. And I was like, that's crazy. I probably need to dial it back. 3 hours on my phone every day. That's wild.
It does sound wild when you say it like that, but when I looked at my average screen time, the shame. I feel so much shame, Tim.
I feel much better for context.
Yeah, I have a big screen time.
I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but you wanted to do a full report because I think you're a bit – you wanted to kind of look into the specifics of how you're using your phone. So let's walk through that, and then eventually let's find out your screen time average, Dave.
Okay, mate. So, look, I use it for everything. I'm watching that Big Brother live stream on there quite frequently, I'm not going to lie. I use it as a personal hotspot at my home because I do not have Wi-Fi. I use it for as I'm living long distance from my friends and family, I use it constantly to be on the phone to them, Snapchatting, also on the actual phone, FaceTiming. What else do I use it for? God, Instagram,
So like editing photos, videos, you use it for that as well?
Scrolling. I mean, there's a bit of that going in there as well. I'm not going to lie. I use it for obviously making payments. I use it for every aspect in my life. Some would say it's an addiction. They're probably right.
Okay. How often, like, what time are you waking up going to sleep? Like, how much are you awake for the day? That's firstly what I want to know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting an 8 hours. I'm getting 8 hours.
Eight hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. All right. So that leaves over for you to be awake for a good chunk of time. Davo, what is your weekly report? How often are you on your phone per day?
7 hours and 50 minutes.
7 hours, 50. Okay. That's not that bad.
Well, you know, last week's was 9 hours because I was off sick.
So have you adjusted it? Yeah, yesterday.
I went back the week before.
Yesterday.
For a real reading.
Wow, yes. So it's actually nine? So it's actually nine?
It's 7 hours and 50 minutes.
Davo. Yesterday you did have a look. You're like, oh, well, I want to look. He said, it's only saying 2 hours. And I was like, let's reset the clock. Is that just today? And it was just yesterday.
Yeah. And I had watched an hour of Big Brother live stream and been on the phone for 10 minutes. And then the other 50 minutes was me scrolling.
Yep. So
disgusting. Yeah. Absolutely a wake-up call. Am I going to change the way I'm living? Probably not. But I am ashamed to admit this out loud.
All I'll say is you could get your remote fix for your TV and a Wi-Fi unit, and that would severely bring down your numbers. I think honestly you could be sitting at a 4 to 5. But in reality, it's an 8. It's an 8er. Like, of all the things you're using.
Yeah.
It's a high number, Davo.
It's a huge number.
Do you think anyone out there is on their phone more than you?
I'd hope so. Surely there's someone else out there that's got the around about the same as me, if not more. It's a safe place. Obviously, I've opened up here.
Give us your stats. Give us your numbers. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What's your screen time? How many hours a day are you on your phone? The average Aussie spends between 4 and 5.5 hours on their phone a day. So you're only a little bit.
Double.
A little bit above that.
Like I said, there's a lot of reasons why. I live long distance. I'm on my phone a lot from all my friends and family.
Yep. Don't want to be alone with the thoughts.
That
all
is
those things.
Very true.
Yep. Doom scrolling. Who's going to do it if it's not you?
Bro, the demons rattling around up here. Unless you got something in front of you, they're going
to
be rattling.
The memes silence the demons. We wanted to see if someone could get close to your numbers, Davo. Sarah in Grovedale, what's your screen time looking like?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, Dave, I'm worried about you, babe. What are you doing with your phone that much? Put it down.
Heaps. Well, I'm watching TV on there. I watch a bit of TV on my phone.
Because you don't have Wi-Fi.
Because I don't have Wi-Fi.
You do have a TV, you just refuse to fix it.
Well, yeah, that's admin stuff that I don't like getting involved with. I use it for my payments. I use it to talk to my friends and family. I'm Snapchatting a bit, as Tim loves. I mean, I'm using it for everything. Aren't you?
I mean, I am, but I'm just 8 hours feels like a lot.
Okay.
Sarah, you've avoided answering the question. Like, do you have any idea of where your numbers do you think would be?
I just checked and I'm sitting around 7.
Oh, Sarah! Get off your high horse right now. I'm hanging up on her. That's absolutely
outrageous.
Ridiculous. I didn't think I'd end up Team Davo on this, but here we are.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Big Brother is back on Channel 10. People are saying it's just like it was, or really close to what it was like in the early 2000s. Dave, you have been captivated. Give us your rundown.
Loving it sick. The live stream is fantastic. The daily episodes are great. I am fully invested.
Yep. There are a few names that you've brought up on the show a couple of times. Colin is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he is making news in the last 24 hours because of something he's refusing to stop doing in the house. and Jane, an older housemate, has had enough. Boomer says no.
Mm-hmm.
What's Colin doing, Davo?
He's ripping ass.
No, oh, what did I say?
That's how they say it in the house. Are you going to... Oh, that one was hideous.
Now, Jane doesn't think farts are funny. What she said is, now I'm getting cross. You're not funny. Farting is not funny.
Yeah, and calling the pot calling the kettle black because she's been also farting.
Thank you. I heard you start to say ripping and you adjusted, so I feel heard.
Jane's been dropping her guts left, right and centre.
One of these. Yeah, so... Now, I need to apologise straight up. So these are all Tom's. From the Brekkie Show, Tom has a sound effect wall of different farts. And so we had to access these because we want to ask the question today on 52232955, are farts funny?
Yeah, they are.
Have had a few messages come through on Facebook on the video that was posted. Someone by the name of Hannah said, look, I don't think farts are funny, but they don't make me mad. So I'm not happy. I'm not upset. They're nothing to me. Someone by the name of Sharon said, I'm 60 years old and honestly nothing makes me laugh harder than somebody farting.
Yeah, it's very immature, but I will say I do think farts are funny.
Okay, so if you're at home by yourself and you do a fart, it's like little Davo. Oi. Like, what are you? Are you just sitting there going,
No, but if it is a funny one, you do have a giggle.
Right.
Now, I will say the reason I think farts are funny, and obviously we've all got our reasons.
Yeah, yeah. What's yours, babe?
I like the fact that you can't predict what it will sound like. It's, yep. You just don't know. See, all right, settle down on the button bar.
Mate.
That's too many.
No, this is what we, if we're going to talk about this, we need to talk about this properly.
And I like that it can take you by surprise.
See, I don't think farts are funny. They're necessary. Farts are part of human nature. So it's like going to the toilet. I don't think going to the toilet's funny. Farts just have a fun sound.
Mm.
But I don't, the only time I find them funny is when people who I would expect to not fart in front of other people, then I find that, like, there's a guy who works in sales here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say his name for fear of his clients dropping him.
Yep.
Like, good. He drops his guts.
Yeah, yeah.
And he will walk past just...
That's awful.
And I go, hi, Steve. How are you going? Oh. Yep. How are you going, mate? It's a weird thing. But I think that person earlier who said that I don't feel better, but I don't feel worse.
Mm.
They're just a part of life to me. But I think farts definitely can be funny. They're funnier now more than they've ever been, Davo.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely people out there that don't find them funny and they're just not, it's not a point to laugh about. But you and I, there's a bloke here in the building that when he blows his nose, it sounds like he's
doing this.
Ripping ass. And we laugh every single time. You and I both.
Well, because they'll blow their nose and I'll go, oh, sorry, I had garlic.
Yeah, one of us will say, excuse me.
My tummy. Mm. One of those things. If my wife ever, she doesn't think my farts are funny. And then this is the problem. I would say 8 out of 10 of my farts, silent, not deadly. No, sorry. Okay. Not deadly, not silent. But it's the 2 in the 10 that unfortunately they do have a pong. And she goes, mate. And I go, yeah, okay. Well, I had a good run. I knew this was bound to happen.
Surely your wife's not calling you mate. That's not a great sign. Stop farting immediately.
Bro, what are you doing? 52232955. Are farts funny? I think humans on average fart like 18 times a day.
Yeah.
So we're all doing it.
Yeah.
We're all toot toot chugga chugga my wet fart, you know?
No, like, see, that's grosser than saying ripping ass. And I will not hear otherwise. Okay.
Sil, in Hamlin Heights, do you think farts are funny?
They are. They're always funny. Excuse me. But there was one particular time we were in a small supermarket with the boys getting some deli food. I won't mention which one. And they go, Dad, you stink, to the top of their voice. And I actually, this one time, didn't do anything.
Oh.
And it was the older... It was the older lady that was at the... As she walked off and she went red.
Nice.
Oh, no. Cropped us from the oldie. She was caught.
It was absolutely... absolutely fantastic. I just called and I'm like, it wasn't me this time.
Well, you are lucky that there was a culprit, because when you defend yourself for not farting, yeah, you sound the most guilty you ever sound in your life.
If you denied it, you supplied it. It's written in law. It is absolutely written. Sophie in Grovesdale, are farts funny?
Nope, never. Never have been, never will be. You know, I just think, especially when you're dating someone, as soon as you open the floodgates and you're like, you laugh the first time and you're like, oh my God, that's so cute, that's so funny, this will only happen on the rare occasion, then bam, it's every morning you wake up, just, it's the whole day. And they look at you and they think it's funny, and then it's your family, and I can't.
Are you in a relationship at the moment?
Yes.
Did you open that door?
I didn't, but I just feel like that's what men do, and then they pretend it's a little mouse in the house, and then you're looking, that's the rest of your life that you've locked in. You know?
So you wake up, you look at your gorgeous partner, you say, good morning, darling. And they go, hey, baby. And then just try and act like it was nothing.
And then
nothing.
They crack up.
Yeah, and they crack up.
Yeah, and then my day's ruined.
All right, well, got to start somewhere. So, Sophie, that is a shame for you. One for you, go. There you go. It's Tim and Dave. K-Rock 955. It is a little bit funny. It's getting funnier every time.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Dave.